Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Joe calling from National Opinion Survey. Is this Ms. Emmylou Freiman?
Yes.
Ms. Freiman, I'm not selling anything at all. I'm just conducting a survey. Could you be so kind and share your opinion with us about issues facing your community and the nation? Now, the survey is brief, and I'll be as quick as possible. Okay, ma'am? Okay, now. Okay, thank you. I do appreciate you. Now, Ms. Freiman, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50 chance?
Definitely.
Okay. What is, Ms. Freiman, I know this is a question you do not ask a lady, but what is your age? It's on the survey.
42.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay, thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated, and 10 means you are extremely motivated. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
8.
8. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Moderate.
I have Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
We'll go with other.
Other, okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Dissatisfied.
And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? I'm going to read you a list. Pick the one that you feel, okay? Protecting abortion and reproductive rights. Improving K through 12 public school education. Stop me when you feel, okay? Lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. Crime and violence. Criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, inflation and the economy, protecting our democracy and freedoms, climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation.
Let's go with inflation and economy.
Inflation and economy. Okay. What about climate change and environmental issues, gun regulation and reform, and healthcare costs or immigration and border security? One more?
Oh, I can pick one more?
Yes.
Reproductive rights.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, I do want to thank you for your time. In your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
Worse. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Same.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Now, how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Often.
Often? Okay. Would you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
Fewer rights.
Somewhat fewer or a lot fewer?
Somewhat.
Okay, moving forward. I'm going to read you some names. Please tell me your feelings towards some people and organizations. Using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly neither warm nor cold. Now, if you've never heard of this organization or person, please say so. Taylor Swift.
Neither warm nor cold.
So 50. Would you say 50?
Yeah.
Okay. What about Ron DeSantis?
Not favorable.
So from 0 to 100.
Okay, and 100 being not favorable, or no, 0 being not favorable?
100 means that you feel very favorable and warm toward them. 50, neither warm nor cold, and 0 means you are unfavorable of them.
Okay, we'll give him a 10.
A 10. What about Donald Trump?
0.
0. What about Kamala Harris?
75.
What about the Democratic Party?
75.
What about the NAACP?
50.
50. What about the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights?
75.
What about Joe Biden?
50.
50. Okay, moving forward. I know it's still a long way up, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, and Independent Cornel West, would you vote for Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or Cornel West?
Cornel West. I don't know what that is, but not Joe Biden and not Donald Trump.
Okay. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Very worried.
Okay. And I'm going to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me, will you agree or disagree with this statement? America's diversity makes it stronger.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Stronger.
Abortion access should be a legally protected right in this country.
Yes.
You agree strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
The government should do more to lessen income inequality in society.
Somewhat.
Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The government must do more to protect the civil and human rights of black Americans.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And artificial intelligence is a threat to jobs we can't afford right now.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat, Miss?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, Miss Fryman, I do want to thank you for taking your time, okay? And I'm almost done, okay? Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A, parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. Now, statement B, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more?
B.
B? Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Moving forward, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate on a scale using from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it's extremely important, 5 it's somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Secure borders.
7.
7. Affordable health care.
10.
Traditional family values.
8.
8. Religious freedom.
10.
Free and fair elections.
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
10.
Quality K through 12 education.
9.
A strong military.
10.
Now, I'm at 90% finished home. I'm going to read you some statements people have made and how we can make improvements to this country. Please rate from scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree with this statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. How do you feel about this?
10. Agree.
10. Okay. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
8.
Thank you. Now, Miss, over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So let me ask you again. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election and on November on a scale from 0 to 10. Which 0 means you are not at all. I'm sorry?
8.
8, thank you. And now switching gears here a little bit, Miss, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes, okay? Miss Fryman, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, thank you. And are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Divorced. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I do.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Moderate. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Never.
And how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
No? Okay, Ms. Fryman, this concludes our survey. I do want to thank you for taking your time and enjoy the rest of your evening, okay?
Thank you.
Okay? Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.